True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Notice the U.S. financial media is obsessed with how Trump's tariffs on China will affect us. And it's going to be very, 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 very bad. They want you to know. But notice they're barely talking about how Trump's tariffs might be affecting, say, China.
China is currently on the brink of one of the biggest economic crises of the last century. The 145% tariffs advocated by U.S. President Donald Trump, combined with the deflationary environment in China, have caused things to spiral out of control in the country.
I don't want this to happen, but I know that China is doing very poorly right now. I just saw some reports coming out, and I don't want that to happen to China.
Chinese factories, which found billions of dollars worth of export markets closed overnight, are facing the risk of a major collapse. American companies are canceling millions of orders, and China is unable to fill the gap. More than 15 million Chinese workers could be affected by this move by the U.S. Beijing is facing a situation where the workforce is collapsing at a dizzying pace, orders are being canceled, and factories are collectively filing for bankruptcy.
It's happening every minute.
Massive facilities that were swarming with foreign customers just yesterday have halted production and are now idle in empty hangars. The bill for this situation in China is being paid by workers and small-scale factory owners. Two critical indicators sounded the alarm in the March price indices. While the consumer price index has been falling consecutively, the producer price index has been in a downward trend for much longer. In short, instead of inflation, a deflation spiral is now being discussed for China. This critical situation shows that production wheels are not turning, consumer spending is declining, and companies are forced to sell their products below cost. Moreover, the collapse of the real estate market and the negative developments in the construction sector are confronting China with a slow-motion version of the 2008 crisis.
Unbelievable what is going on right now in China, and the mainstream media does not want you to know. Don't want you to know. Now, you can go to places like the New York Post and read things like this. As many as 10 million Chinese workers might lose their jobs over the next few weeks. Next few months, 20 to 30 million. The country's unemployment rate was already well over 10% before Trump's tariff increases. With millions joining the ranks of the unemployed, it's only a matter of time before they take to the streets. Beijing's biggest worry is not a tariff recession, but the social unrest that will follow. Beijing officials continue to bluster in public, echoing Wang Qishan. Forgive me. The former vice president of China and a close ally of Xi Jinping, who says we are not afraid of a trade war with the U.S. The Chinese people can survive an entire year eating nothing but grass. What are they saying? We're willing to starve our own people again. We've done it before. I actually said this inside China. So, folks, the Chinese tariffs aren't like the other tariffs, the ones reserved for Europe and people who have not really been fair with us, but we're not trying to destroy them. This is different. Trump's got China on the ropes again, and they don't want you to know. You know what the big article was over the weekend? Oh, Temu can't ship stuff anymore. Oh, no. What will we do? Folks, we are battling pure unadulterated evil, okay? This is a party responsible for the murder of, and this is a conservative estimate, 100 million people. Peaceful protesters at Tiananmen Square, millions more, they starved to death. This is a face of evil in the world today. And if you remember, you know, when Reagan was battling the Soviet Union, yeah, the media wasn't in favor of it because they're all Marxists too. But the American people were behind him. They weren't like, well, you know. China is a far bigger existential threat than the Soviet Union ever was. The Soviet Union got mutual assured destruction. It was bad. We defeated them. That was awesome. But this is a country that has got its hooks into the capitals of the world. This is a country that was working on making sure that our trade ships couldn't get through and our military, the Panama Canal, which we built. This is a country that if it's not stopped, will take over the world. That is the goal. It's not just trade. And we act like, well, you know, I mean, there are trade partners. We're being so mean. They killed 100 million people. They went to World Trade Organization. We let them join. They follow none of the rules. Trade Organization says, look, if you're going to be first World Trade Organization, this is what they agreed to. You have to give Americans access to your courts and a fair hearing in your courts like America does to Chinese businesses. Nope. No access to the courts. They steal all our intellectual property. We can't even sue. They cut, but they can come in here and use our courts, and they have, against U.S. businesses. And it goes on and on and on. Over 1,000 products, 1,000 projects or digital services, the tech, stolen. Nothing. Not let us keep them, you know. But hey, if Temu's not up and operating, what will we do? I don't know. Folks, listen to what they're telling their people, okay? So that you can think, this is who Wall Street is advocating for. This is who the U.S. media is advocating for. This is who owned our last president.
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis, the impact of this nationalist rhetoric is waning as unemployment rises. Some may ask whether China has not already turned to domestic consumption. However,
yeah, they don't. They can't. That model's not going to work for them. It's not. Now we're hearing this. Riots. China riots. Furious workers riot as factories collapse under Trump's tariffs. Folks, I'm telling you, look, here's where this gets interesting, okay? Because Trump's saying right now, he doesn't want to freak Wall Street out. He doesn't want to freak their media out because they lie. They're going to try to tank the market to save China. Trump has cut 2 trade deals with China already, okay? In the second one, they gave themselves an out clause if there was an outbreak of a virus. And then there was an outbreak of the virus. And the other one, they basically just cut the deal, spent, 2 years doing it with the Trump administration and then just ignored it. Trump knows another trade deal is not going to do it. It's not going to do it. They'll just wait for the next Democrat regime, run wild and rule the world. And you don't want evil like this ruling the world. 100 million dead in their own country. They tell their own people to win the trade war. Oh, you'll eat grass. What does that mean? You're going to starve for a year. A lot of you die. We don't care. Yeah, that's who I want taking over my country. That's who I want controlling YouTube. That video you just heard, by the way, in the middle of it, they asked for a subscription because China gets YouTube to censor anti-China videos on YouTube. In this country. This is not a future, folks. I don't care how much money you save on Temu. This is not a future. And this is, they're not going to tell you, so you got to go to the Daily Caller to find this out, okay, this morning. Listen to this. Workers throughout China, this is Daily Caller. Workers throughout China are flooding the streets in revolt as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs slam the fragile Chinese export economy. What does this mean? There's only one way forward here, folks. We're going to go to war with this country. We can either do it with bullets later or we can do it with trade now. Those are our options. They're going to run this world and you're not going to want to live in that world. From the cramped streets of Sichuan in the southwest to the cold outskirts of Inner Mongolia in the northeast, furious workers are demanding back pay, protesting mass layoffs as factories shutter on the pressure of Trump's tariffs. In some cases, they are burning them down. Outside an LED light factory manufacturing plant in Shanghai, thousands of unpaid workers shouted furiously at company managers over wages that haven't been paid since January. What did New York Post say? Beijing's biggest worry is not a tariff recession, but the social unrest that will follow. It's already starting. We got one way, folks. One way, big picture going forward. Think like China does. We make China Japan. We collapse the Communist Party. And that's what Trump wants. He's not going to tell anybody this because Wall Street will freak. They'll try to tank the markets. They'll try to destroy the bond markets. He can't admit to that. He's got to pretend, well, what I'm trying to do is a trade deal. Trade deal ain't going to work with these people. It's not. They'll just ignore all the precepts of it, keep doing what they want. Wait and wait for another Democrat regime by the president, and it'll go on and on and on.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're battling pure evil here, and this is a bid by our president to collapse the Chinese Communist Party, and Xi Jinping knows it. And what he's sending, the message he's sending is simple. I will starve my people to death again. I don't care. Good. Not for them, but for him saying it. Good for him saying, good, I'm glad he put it out there. Remind the world who this is and how we will live under this horrific regime. Because that is their goal, for everyone to live under them. Democrat Party be fine with that. It's why Biden practically let them take over the Panama Canal. He didn't care. They hate America too. It's on. And I hope Trump has the cojones to stick it out. Because if he does it, if he doesn't back down, he's got to keep these tariffs at least 50%. We got to choke China until there is no way forward. I feel so bad for these people. I truly do. But to overthrow the Communist Party. There is no other way forward. Not for them and not for us. And President Trump seems to be the only person who sees it clearly.
But if you'll allow me to fantasize for just a second, would it be so cool to watch Trump's presidency bookend Reagan's? Reagan bringing down, through political and economic pressure, the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, collapsing the Soviet Union, to Trump managing to complete the task by taking out the Chinese Communist Party as the ruling faction of China. Look, I know it's a long shot, but folks, it could be amazing. And if we'd all get on board, it could happen. Meanwhile, folks, over the weekend, I gotta hit this. I've been telling you for a while how one of the key features of the Chinese Communist Revolution was the introduction of 10 classes of people. Every person in Chinese society was put in those classes. 5 were oppressor classes and 5 were oppressed classes. And if you were in an oppressor class, almost anything could be done to you. But if you were in an oppressed class, well, you could do almost anything. And it would be okay with your Marxist leaders. Well, right now, folks, you can see this. The hippest, the hottest, the most oppressed class, the biggest get for your interview, the people you want to be seen with, illegal immigrants. But not just any illegal immigrant. No, the illegal immigrant gang member, preferably with a criminal record. There is no higher oppressed class right now. No human beings of greater value if you're a Democrat. I mean, these are the heroes, the fellow travelers who bring them their future voters. I'm not being sarcastic. This is literally the way they think. 2 stories over the weekend illustrate it perfectly. Folks, I never thought I'd live to see the day. Do you remember the You Have to Believer movement? That's been replaced by the He Had to Beat Her movement. Listen to this actual quote from St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia. He's the guy Trump sent to El Salvador. Democrats are desperately trying to get him back, about why his wife explaining to USA Today, they actually printed this, why he beat her and how it wasn't his fault. Quote, "Neither of us were in a good place at the time. My husband was traumatized from the time he spent in ICE detention. And we were in the throes of COVID." Okay, so if you detain illegal immigrant gangbangers, if you're ICE, it's your fault when they beat their wives. She says, like many couples, "We were caring for our children with barely enough to get by. All of those factors contributed to the actions which caused me to seek the protective order." USA Today, folks, the Democrats gave her these talking points. She wasn't saying this last week or the week before that when all of that broke. This is the Democrats going, well, I mean, if you're traumatized by ICE detaining you instead of letting you roam free, commit crimes and vote Democrat, well, I mean, can you really be blamed if you beat your wife? And USA Today runs with it. Meanwhile, in further proof that the hippest, hottest, coolest person, the best get if you're a liberal, is an illegal immigrant gangster, CNN actually interviewed a member of the Sinaloa cartel who showed up packing complete with automatic rifle that he just parks right next to him and his face completely covered. He even had gloves on to cover up all his tattoos. And they ask him, how does it feel? They want to know his feelings. How does it feel when Trump calls you a terrorist? Now, keep in mind, this guy is an admitted fentanyl trafficker. Last year, 87,000 Americans died, not of drug overdoses, of fentanyl overdoses. But CNN doesn't care. They're not high up in the oppressed classes right now. So, you know, they're just not preferred people like this guy is.
"This man is talking to us on the condition we hide his identity and location.
Can I pull up a chair?
He says he produces fentanyl for the Sinaloa cartel.
How safe or dangerous is this area to be in?
En estos momentos todas las áreas son peligrosas.
I mean, according to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Está fea la situación, ¿verdad? Está fea la situación, pero pues, de todos modos tenemos que comer."
In case you had any trouble translating that, he casually tells her the situation with Trump is ugly, but they, the terrorists, have to eat. CNN then tries again to get the cartel member to trash Trump, asking, you know, what is your message to Donald Trump if he's watching this? And you know what he says? "My respect." According to him, he's looking out for his people. So even the fentanyl manufacturer and trafficker, who doesn't mind killing thousands of Americans, hell, it's his job, and the media and the Democrats don't care. They plan to replace them with better voters anyway. Even that guy's like, yeah, you got to respect Trump. You're watching the left crack up, folks, go insane. But the beauty of it, and I can't believe this, is we spent years in talk radio So many of us trying to say, no, they really think this. They really believe this. They really, really do. No, they seem normal and moderate, but we don't have to do that anymore. Their insanity is plastered all over their news networks, and they think it's helping. We don't even have to own them anymore. They're cell-phoning every day and showing the American people who they are. I just hope everybody's paying close enough attention.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.